Would you like to start us? Russell, go ahead.
Important, not just to win, but also to win well.
Yeah, it could come down to run rate, because we've obviously got 4 points, and you know, there's a chance you lose the last game, and Netherlands get 4 points, and that way get 4 points. So it's important to win well, but also to make a statement against our fellow associates. That we're still at the top of the tree there, so yeah, it's good to get a win, a relatively easy win.
Was there an effort to possibly increase the run rate towards the end of the
9
800 situation?
Yeah, there probably was. We got to sort of 80 or 90, well, about 80, I think, myself and William talked about it and made a conscious effort. Obviously, Kevin came in next, and he wouldn't usually do that, so obviously it didn't work out, but we felt we were close enough that the game was won anyway.
Ed, you just mentioned about
the.
You wanted to make a statement to the associates. We always think like you're upward looking and you're wanting to challenge the bigger side, but that's all that drives you,
doesn't it?
Like
especially
against Afghanistan.
Yeah, definitely does. You know, we've played well against at our level for a long time now. We're very aware that the teams around us are improving all the time, and I think it'd be fair to say that a lot of the associate teams are a lot stronger than they were even a few years ago. So, you know, we've played a lot of very close games against teams in the last, like the UAE and Afghanistan and Kenya and Scotland and these teams in the last few years. And, you know, they're very close. We've come out on top most of the time. So, well, we definitely can't take anyone for granted.
Any further questions,
Scan at hospital.
Can you just bruise it?
It's just soft tissue bruising.
Sorry, I didn't hear the end of that. What was the second half of the question? Sorry.
Can you put us to doing super pain? So, what's your plan future meetings?
Well, we've got the Netherlands coming up in 2 days' time, so we have to win that one first. Then I think if we do win that, we will go to Chittagong and we'll be in Group B. So we'll look at that in a few days, and hopefully we get past the Netherlands. You know, it was always our plan coming to the World Cup to get to the second stage and pit our wits against the big boys, and hopefully we're on track to do that. And we'll look at that in a few days' time when we get there, hopefully.
Well, we might put William Appleton in a central position. Could you have a moment?
And despite the relative ease of the cheese, it was the bowlers who set it up. A word on the bowling effort.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on the way we've bowled. The wicket was probably a more Irish and UK wicket than maybe we were used to over here, and it probably suited our seamers, which is why we picked Murtagh over McBrien, and I think that was a good choice by the captain and coach. So credit goes to them, but yeah, huge credit goes to the bowling attack, because it is a very good wicket here, and restricting them to 120 odd. Man of the match probably should have been one of the bowlers, really. They did a fantastic job, and we fielded reasonably. I think we've still got a way to go with our field, but we bowled very well, very disciplined.
Thanks.